Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I took my love, took it down. I climbed a mountain and I turned around.
One of the greatest songwriter voices of our time, Stevie Nicks, ladies and gentlemen, bring us back. 17 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Ruth King's our guest, our good friend. ProfitabilityChannel.com, right, Ruth?
ProfitabilityRevolution.com.
I've got to change this stupid thing. ProfitabilityRevolution.com.
And we've upgraded since those days.
I know. Tell us what we'll find there.
Oh, my goodness. We broadcast 24/7, 365, free to you all. News, ideas, tactics, strategies that matter to small businesses. So after Jim's show is over,
yeah,
go to ProfitabilityRevolution.com and just watch some of the shows. You're going to get an amazing ability to get ideas to help you make more money.
And you interview a bunch of smart people there, don't you?
Yes, including you.
Oh, and a bunch of smart people and then me. And so, well, you got lots and lots of interviews of thought leaders. And
mm-hmm. There's in the library, there's now 240 videos on HR, marketing, sales, financial operations. It's a how-to library.
And more coming, so check it out, folks, at ProfitabilityRevolution.com. Okay, we're talking about some of the top things that small business owners do to defeat themselves with their financials and with their financial business, the financial part of their business. And you were just saying about the part about one of the biggest mistakes is trusting your bookkeeper completely without any checks and balances, without any checking behind, et cetera, et cetera. Big mistake. I don't care who it is. I don't care if it's your mother. I don't care if it's, I don't care if it's St. Paul. I don't care who it is. You can't do
you
it.
You gotta check.
You can't
you
do
gotta
that.
Check.
Now what,
yeah.
So how would you cover that base?
Okay, number one, you've got to get, well, these are all part of the things. Number one, you've got to get your financial statements on time.
Right.
Number two, you have to understand what they're talking about. And if you read my book, The Courage to Be Profitable, I write it in English.
She explains it.
So there's no reason that you don't
even I understand
what
it. Go ahead.
P&L and balance sheet are. And number three, if you start asking questions, you spot minor issues before they become major crises. You never let your bookkeeper sign checks.
Right. Say that again. This is going to be the test, folks.
You never, ever let your bookkeeper sign checks. Ever. Yeah. They are not a signatory to your bank account ever.
They tell you what the checks are to be for, and they may fill out the checks for you, but they can't sign them.
Yep. And then when you are signing those checks, make sure you look that you don't have ABC Inc., ABC Corp., ABC Company, because that could be her, and sometimes it's his.
Have an invoice attached to the check of some kind that you recognize, that you're aware of.
Yeah, but sometimes you're signing checks so fast it looks like an invoice from that particular company. I mean, you can make an invoice look like anybody's invoice these days. Come on.
Right.
Be real here.
Yeah.
And so the thing is that you personally go through your vendor list at least once a quarter and print it out. And look and see whether you see ABC Inc. and ABC mm-hmm. Company and ABC Corp. Morning
well, most small businesses know everybody they do business with. And if you don't recognize it, ask about it. Okay, why is this money? Well, these people were subcontractors to our subcontractor. You know, so start asking about those things. Most small businesses know who they do business with.
They should. Let's put it that way. If you don't, you've got your head in the sand.
I agree with that. All right. So what's one more on this, and then we'll go to another one.
All right. Advocating financial. Huh?
The statements.
Advocating financial responsibility for your statements.
Right.
Meaning that, you know, even for the financial side of your business, you as the owner of a small business have put your life, put your money, put your heart into your small business. Mm-hmm. You know, most small businesses, you know, they breathe a sigh of relief. The first person they hire is a bookkeeper, whether it's a part-time bookkeeper outside. And they go, oh, goody, I don't have to worry about that anymore.
Right.
Wrong. You can delegate the day-to-day responsibility from putting the debits and the credits in and doing those types of things. But you absolutely have to look at your cash every day. You absolutely have to look at your financial statements at least once a month.
Right. I manage my own cash flow projection myself.
You should.
Every I don't do it every day, but more than once a month I check the projection against budget and see how we're doing. And it really helps me. So the other thing you recommend, I know over the years you've talked about sending your statements, don't have your bank statements come to your business.
That's correct. And here's why. if a bookkeeper is stealing from you, sometimes they can do it very easily because they're balancing the checkbook and you don't look at the checking account. When the bank statements get sent home, now we get the little microfiche. We don't get the, you know, the checks anymore. But look at them. You know, if you see something that doesn't look right, and it may not be your bookkeeper. It could be one of your vendors. I had a guy one time look at it, and he called me and said, "You're not going to believe this." And I'm going, "Yeah, I am. What happened?" And one of his vendors has changed his check from $45 to $450.
Wow. Wow.
The bank went after them, obviously. He brought all the back up to the bookkeeper. He said, "Does this look right?"
He's in jail.
He
right
goes,
now.
"No." Yeah. And so the bank went after them. Okay, so, he got his money back.
All right, what's another thing to watch for? Not separate from the bookie. What's the next thing that you should do? Mistakes they make, I should say.
All right, the next thing you should do is that you don't do is you get your financial statements, you look at them and say something's wrong, and then you don't take action based on what your financial statements are. You go, okay, it's going to get better. It may not get better. Mm-hmm. It won't get better. It will get worse. That's what the financial statements are telling you. They're going, "Hey, there's a problem here.
Right,
fix me."
Yeah, and folks, here's the thing: if you don't have an appetite for what she's talking about, what Ruth's telling you now, you need to go get a job. Right. Yeah, I mean, this isn't something that's a negotiable item here. This is non-negotiable. If you're not prepared to, if you don't have the appetite, the acumen, if what she's telling you is so distasteful, close your business up right now and go get a job. You'll save money.
Well, save heartache too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No question about it. Folks, I'm not kidding. That's not what I just said, Ruth. As you know, that's not hyperbole. I mean that.
No. Yeah, I know you do.
Tim Till, right back with Ruth after these messages. ProfitabilityRevolution.com is her website.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.